Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Marvel Comics puts lots of money into movies about superheroes. And based on success at the box office, lots of people connect with these superheroes at some level. Not everyone is into superheroes, but most people can pinpoint at least one superhero they admire. Who is that superhero for you? This list will give you a start. Captain America, Iron Man, The Hulk, Spider-Man, Thor, Hawkeye, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Black Widow, Ant-Man, Falcon, Superman, Batman. Well, Superman and Batman are really DC Comics. Director Fury, someone not on this list. Maybe a person in your life. Every superhero is a regular person with flaws, even weaknesses. However, their virtues, their motives, their skill sets, and their strengths more than compensate for their vices. I once heard it said that every person is a mixture of gold and clay, with incredible beauty while also being less than perfect. Gold plus clay equals you and me. God created you in His image. Subsequently, you possess incredible glory, unique skill sets, problem-solving abilities, seeds of excellent character, creativity, and hope. Interestingly, God quite literally formed you from the clay of this earth with His own hands. You are a unique combination of power and needs, strength and weakness, glory and shortcomings, that's different than sins, potential and limitations, courage and reasonable fear, victories and failures. God does not possess the weak qualities in this list. He possesses the strong ones. However, all people possess both weak and strong qualities. Let's explore what God intends with this kind of design. I'm going to share a concept with you, hand in glove. God completes you. It's like putting your hand in God's glove. His design for your life includes the simple act of surrender while being enveloped by Himself. Incidentally, in His glove, you find perspective, power, strength, character, renewal, and resilience. A gloved hand is invisible, but its presence is very real. Colossians 3:3 says, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Your hand in God's glove is you tucked inside a protective force field. Since there's nothing God can't do, with your hand in His glove, there's nothing you can't do. So when you put yourself, your full essence and identity into Christ, you become super you. Gloved, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, from Philippians 4:13. You become a regular person superhero when you are gloved. Interestingly, when you stay gloved, you fail less. You can also flip this analogy the other way around. Think of yourself as an attractive yet empty glove. You are helpless until a hand slips in. When you invite God's Spirit to live inside you, His hand slips into your empty glove. Jesus helps you manage daily issues. In Christ, you possess strength and purpose God designed for you. On the other hand, without God's vibrant life inside your glove, you are an empty shell of a person. There's no safer place to put your hand than in God's glove. And at the same time, there's no other person worthy to fill your glove than the Lord. Either way, you were designed to live gloved. And that's what a regular person superhero is. So glove up. All right, let's talk for just a few minutes about how to be a superhero. Did you know that your mindset affects everything? The big stuff, the small stuff, short term, and especially the long term stuff. So what is your present mindset? Adopt a fresh mindset by adopting God's thoughts. Regular person superhero things result from trading your thoughts for God's thoughts. Isaiah 55:9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So what is a superhero mindset? Superheroes have a mix of glory, frailty, sacrifice, and overcoming. They engage this mix to accomplish good. Consequently, that means they serve. So how can you gain a superhero mindset each day? Well, first, let's look at Jesus when he lived on earth. He overpowered the villain, but died in the process. Yet, he successfully broke the power of sin. Your self-sacrificing hero came back to life again, and your sin lies in a heap, trampled. Surely, Jesus has a big S on his shirt. Jesus is your sacrifice, savior, and superhero. And because he took out your villain, he is also successful. Sacrifice, savior, superhero, and successful. Because Jesus paid the death penalty for all sin and took away your condemnation, you are free to live the life he designed. Similarly, since he took your guilt, you are no longer guilty. He became sin so you could be free of it. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Freedom is knowing the truth and being empowered by it. John 8:32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Incidentally, there's more. Since your sin died with Jesus on the cross, it is dead. That means you have another option. To be truly free means options to choose from. Because sin is rendered powerless or dead, you must render it powerless in your mind, in your motives, and in your future choices. Consequently, if you confess to be a sincere Jesus follower, sin is not an option for you anymore. Why would you resurrect behaviors and habits that separate you again from God, who loves you deeply? Why not commit instead to his loving training in your new freedom? You can be an overcomer. You can be a regular person superhero. Set your mind here. Be vibrantly alive in Christ, even as you consider yourself dead to sin. Insist on this superhero mindset and stay in it. Remember, Jesus is your sacrifice, savior, superhero, and he is always successful. Alrighty, so the first thing we did was look at Jesus, and now the second thing we're going to do is look at you. We already talked about choosing a superhero mindset, but it's also critical to acknowledge the reality of bad guys. I'm confident you have villains in your life. Incidentally, Jesus made it possible for you to conquer all your enemies. He made his power instantly available to you. In fact, you can live in his power all the time. Your hand in his glove and his hand in your glove. This arrangement reflects your new freedom. In his power, you are a conqueror. Romans 8:37 says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." So add some S words into your life. It is time for you to strive to live in the power of his word. Be sincere, get serious, and surrender to the principles of Scripture. So those S words for you are strive, sincere, serious, and surrender. Having all this information about your superhero and about your options to be a regular person superhero, tell me, why would you want to live in bondage? And why would you allow effects of guilt to cut into your confidence? Why would you be overwhelmed with fear? Incidentally, do you see yourself as a victim? And why keep resurrecting sin habits, giving them power while practicing something God pronounced dead? Think about this. The letter S. Those S words suggest that you have more in you. Strive, sincere, serious, surrender. All right, the third thing we're going to look at is this. Many times, simply doing what needs to be done, you enter the superhero domain. You train to pursue good over evil. You get your hands dirty. You encourage others while you engage courage yourself. And you decide that the risk is worth it. Then the domain of your life expands into influence and power to glorify God and bless your fellow man. God created you to be powerful and free, your true created self. So why not accept and explore the person God designed you to be? Scripture declares he's had you in his mind before he created anything. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." You are your true self by being you and doing what needs to be done each day. Alrighty, we're going to go on to some superhero strategies in order to be great. Since a regular person's superhero battle is won or lost in your mind, make informed, strategic decisions by faith. Here are some things you can do. I think there's five of them. Put your hand in God's strong, safe glove. Next one, invite God to slip his loving, effectual hand into your lovely life glove. And then the next one is to pattern your life after Jesus' life. Read the Gospels to see his example. By faith, choose his power and freedom to be a regular person superhero. The next one is to remember that Jesus makes it possible to conquer all your villains. You are more than a conqueror by staying sincere and serious about your surrender to Jesus. There are some more S words for you. And then the final thing is to serve God and your fellow man. Simply do what needs to be done. Have you accepted being a servant? Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, have you put your hand in God's glove? Two, did you invite him to slip his hand into your life glove? Three, do you believe God's S words, sacrifice, savior, superhero, and successful? Four, are you practicing your S words? Strive, sincere, serious, and surrender. Number five, additionally, are you daily looking to Jesus for his example? And number six, how are you overcoming the villains in your life? Seven, are you effectively and simply doing what needs to be done each day? Number eight, are you strategically applying God's word in life details, in the problems that come your way, in relationships you have, and in challenges? Nine, what keeps you from becoming a regular person superhero? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use the online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.